Now that is odd. Those trees along the riverbank look like terrestrial weeping willows, but they're big, 20 meters plus. Got to be 30 years old.
Don't count on it, Kelly muttered in a surly undertone, covering subtler emotions. In any case, this is the wrong climate.
Yeah, right, Pat said. Switching to infrared. Nope, nothing. If there's any installation underground, Razor, then they're dug in way deep.
Okay, the team commander said reluctantly.
Have Octal scout further east.
If you want, but it doesn't look like there are any more inhabited clearings in the jungle that way. He can see the light from Schuster quite plainly from his altitude. There's nothing like that eastwards.
They aren't going to advertise with 100-kilowatt holograms, Pat.
Yes, sir, east it is.
A crucial urge to explore the as-yet-unseen land beyond the village flowed through Octum's synapses, and the big eagle wheeled abruptly, reducing landscape and injured sky to chaotic smears. The mercenary team were also marching eastwards, but they were on the Qualheim's northern shore, keeping roughly parallel to the water, a kilometre inland. They had come ashore west of Schuster, where Dera trees covered the ground as thoroughly as though they were a plantation. Such regularity made the team's journey much easier than their first venture ashore, when they had bypassed Pamir's. The Dera's thick, smooth boles rose straight up for 25 meters, then opened into an umbrella of vegetation that formed a near-solid roof. Together they formed a silvestral cathedral of enormous proportions. Everywhere the mercenaries looked, they could see sturdy, jet-black barked pillars supporting the dovetailing leaf domes. On this side of the river, the usual deluge of vines and undergrowth was little more than a wispy clutter of straggly, sun-starved weeds, long-stemmed and pale, heavy with grey mould. It was Razor who led the march, although he had sent Theo scampering across the treetop canopy on the lookout for hostiles. Few of them had escaped from Pamir's uninjured. He counted himself among the fortunate, with a burn on the rear of his skull that had scorched a couple of sensor warts, down to the monobonded carbon-reinforced bone, torso scores and a spiral wheel on his right leg. Of all of them, Kelly had borne the worst injury, but the medical packages had resuscitated her to mobile status. She walked with a small cylindrical shoulder bag carrying her kit. Her armor trousers protected her legs from thorns, and an olive-green T-shirt, which the red light had turned a raw umber, covered the bulge of medical packages on her side. Pamir's had delivered a deft lesson, bruising their pride as well as their skin, but an important lesson to Razor's mind. The team had learned to give the sequestrated population a proper degree of respect. He wasn't going to risk probing a village again. Fenton and Ryle padded tirelessly through the jungle on the southern bank, skirting Aberdale by a wide margin. Jungle sounds filled their ears in the short gaps between the red clouds' perpetual thunder peals. The organic perfume of 100 different flowers and ripening vine fruits trickled through the muggy air, a vital living counterpoint to the stink of dead children. Razor nudged the hounds further south, away from the now foreign village, from the smell of the small decaying bodies, its voodoo fence, away from the terrible price Lalonde's populace had paid under the invader's regime. Narrow leaves, mottled with fungal furs, parted round the hound's muzzles. Chilly distaste and shame, almost inevitably shame, wormed its trenchant way into their minds along the affinity bond. They shared their master's susceptibilities, becoming as keen as he to leave the heartbreaker calamity behind. New scents rode the air, sap dripping from snapped vine strands, crushed leaves, loam ruffled by footprints and wheel tracks. The hounds raced ahead, guided by primal senses. People had been this way recently, some, but not many. Razor saw a path through the jungle, an old animal track running north-south, enlarged some time ago, branches cut back by fission blades, bushes hacked away, only to fall into disuse again. Almost, but not quite. Somebody still used it.
Somebody had used it less than 2 hours ago.